Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we want to talk about the goalie on the USA team. We've been sharing about him during the break, and we're going to get to him. But his name, is Tim Howard. He plays for USA. He plays in England as well. And the World Cup is something that, I mean, is right now playing. They're in Brazil. They're expecting 600 million people in Brazil at the moment. And they're watching these games over 12 cities, 12 stadiums. And the United States just recently was eliminated by Belgium in a 2-1 loss. But in the middle of this game, there are these moments where a hero on the field emerges. There's a moment where there is one player, maybe a series of players, that you say, he's on fire. Something's going on there. They're either scoring, you know, every time they touch the ball, it's going in. Or in his case, every time they're trying to score on him, he is stopping the ball. Mm-hmm. And he set a record, my understanding, is 16 saves.
Wow.
Chris had the opportunity to be a soccer dad. He has taken his kids to plenty of soccer games before. And he is a soccer professional, if you will. I wish he could be on air to share with us some of his insight. But I remember him taking his kids to the soccer games and watching our kids play. But, you know, Tim Howard was just amazing, and now, like, the whole world's talking about him. He is indeed from New Jersey. I will share that with you, Steve. He is from New Jersey, and a lot of things are being said about him, but this is what he wants people to know about him, which I think is so, so cool. He says, I'm not perfect. I'm far from it, and that is the reason I do need Jesus. I try to live it. I stumble as many people do, but always in the belief that I'm loved and that I'm meaningful. And he's talking about, Steve, knowing your purpose, you know, why you were created and all these different things. He wants people to know that the most important thing about him is Jesus Christ. And that's so, so important because, listen, when you get to that place, whatever that place is, where you're recognized, where people begin to listen to your words and you have influence, everyone stands at a crossroads. What are you going to do? Are you going to take that glory and say, well, yep, it was all about me? Or are you going to say, wait a minute, I'm here at this moment not because of me. Don't put your eyes on me. Put your eyes on Jesus. I want you to see Jesus in my life more than the 16 saves, more than some other stuff. I want you to know that Jesus is the reason why I'm here. You know, he actually came to faith through his grandmother because he had a Tourette's syndrome, and he grew up with this as a young boy, and he saw his grandmother just, you know, walk with God, and he said, man, I want what she has. And he says he's been able to overcome Tourette's and so many things. He was the youngest player playing professional soccer, youngest player drafted and playing. And his life is just kind of a cool testimony. But I always love to know the story behind the story. We see a lot of people that are doing exceptional things in the world today. And then we find out, wow, there's more to that. You know, Tim Howard wasn't just a great soccer player, but he's a man that says, listen, I serve Jesus Christ. And the most important thing, don't get it twisted, it's not the 16 saves. He's called me a hero. The greatest hero is Jesus Christ. About Tim Howard, the goalie for the USA soccer team, who says, listen, I want you to know me for who Christ is in me, not just for all the stuff that I do on the field, which I think is admirable. I mean, at age 22, he was the youngest professional player in soccer league, and he's done phenomenally well. And he just goes back to saying, he says, I'm certainly just a vehicle for Christ. This is in an interview. He moves me and the Spirit moves me in miraculous ways. And that's from dealing with Tourette's syndrome to the pressures of playing on this type of level that he's playing on. And that's so cool when we can point back and say, listen, I'm not the sum, you know, I'm not just what you see here in the public eye, but there's something that's driving me. There's something that's influencing my life. And if I don't tell you, you're going to think it's me. If you don't tell me, you're going to think it's my education or what I've learned or the skill set. Mm-hmm. But you got to know that I'm nothing apart from Jesus Christ. He is everything. And if he doesn't touch me, if he doesn't move me, then I just won't be moved.
Right.
And so kudos to Tim. And we're rooting for you in the next, I guess, next 4 years when they come back.
Is it every four?
I think it's every 4 years of World Cup. He plays for a team in England right now, I guess, when the regular soccer season. But every 4 years for the World Cup. So it's still going, and we'll continue to bring you some highlights.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll